Hello.
Hello, I'm speaking with Joseph.
Yes.
Hi, Joseph. My name's Aaron. I'm calling you from the MMA legal team here at
Oh, yeah.
How are you today, Shane?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Good. Joseph, just before we do go ahead with this phone call, just for data protection reasons, can you confirm your address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 95 Lynchett Close.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that.
75.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Joseph, that the calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's great.
Perfect. So, Joseph, yeah, my name's Aaron, and I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And what my job here is to have a quick 10-15 minute chat with yourself and gather as much evidence as I can about you and your time in care and also post-care. So what I need
Yeah.
to do, yeah, so what I need to do is just ask a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I did give the lady a load of the lady that got in touch with you.
Yeah.
And she asked me all the same questions and I gave her as much as I could, you know.
Yeah. So I've got your statements here in front of me, and obviously your time and care, and obviously all the things that have happened to you, unfortunately. I'm not here to dive into that with you again. Obviously because you've already been through that, and obviously thank you very much for your understanding in doing so. What my job here is to just clarify anything medical that I can document against yourself, understand you as a person, and obviously what you currently go through at the minute, and obviously anything I can do to help the situation, and of course then I'll just gather all your records together, like pull your records from like your social care settings, your GP and stuff, get it all together, build the strongest case that I can, and then we can put that forward to the independent panel
Yeah.
then. Okay. So I'm just gonna obviously go back to them questions that I just need to go through with yourself. Obviously some of them are quite sensitive and I do apologize for asking them as such.
No.
Obviously I just got to try and, as I said, build that picture against yourself there. So
Yeah.
Joseph, in this current day and age at the minute, do you currently deal with any mental health issues?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay, sir, and would you mind listing what they are, please?
Yeah. Well, I go and see a psychologist and the mental health team in here in Brighton
Yeah.
for what's happened in the past, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, no, I can imagine it to be.
Yeah, has been for years gone.
Oh, and what is it that they've diagnosed you with, sir?
Sorry?
What is it that they've diagnosed you with? Is it, depression, anxiety, PTSD?
What do you call it? PTSD or something.
PTSD, yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder, that is, sir.
That and depression really badly, you know, because I still have nightmares about it all, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that completely. Okay, and do you at all, drink or, use any recreational drugs, kind of like to numb any of this pain as well?
No, I don't touch drugs. Well, I did when I was in my 20s and when it was really in my head. So I hate drugs.
Yeah, I understand that.
Up cocaine and then I ended up in an alcoholic unit, you know, because of having drink problems because of it, you know.
Yeah.
And it was my only way out of it.
Of course, yeah. Which you're not alone in that instance there, you're really not. And so do you not drink anymore?
No, I can't drink at all because I know back here I just you're right back on it, you know.
Yeah.
You
Yeah, I
know.
get that.
Even to this day, I have nightmares as my wife has to try and wake me up, which she finds very difficult to try and pull me out of the nightmares, you know.
Yeah.
But, because half the time she feels like checking, you know, try to push people away.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing that with me, Joseph. Obviously, it does take some confidence to share that information.
Yeah, it upsets me, you know.
Of course, yeah, no, I can understand that. Obviously, I've been through, you know, my own personal stuff, not as much as what, you know, some people have, you know, been dealing with during, like, you know, care settings and stuff, but I understand you with them vivid nightmares. I've had them myself, and it's not the nicest.
I actually went back to one of the places they looked from because I'm a lot older now, you know. Only 5 years ago I went looking, you know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the place has been pulled down to the ground, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that.
So he got away with it, you know.
Yeah. And one question I do need to ask you, Joseph, and I do regret asking this, and I won't ask anybody, to be honest. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life?
Yeah, I have. That's why I'm under the mental health.
Okay. And has it been recent, has it, sir?
Yeah, the last one was about 3 months ago. I'm sitting on top of Brick Marina Cliff Top. You know.
Yeah.
And mental health.
What was you doing in that instance? Was you wanting to jump, was you?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Okay, fine. So are you under any sort of session with the mental health team at the minute?
Not that right this second, no. I'm trying to my best not to be, you know, but because they can't put me under a section 7, you know.
Yeah.
Oi, enough. I said, he's a pretty shit. But he's funny, you know.
Yeah,
so, you know, I've got to see one of the people are seeing mental health specialists, but I've got now, have to see their psychologist or something, they call it, like doctor, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting on the appointment coming through for that, too. I ended up in the hospital because I couldn't make the last appointment that was made.
Yeah, I get that. And just while you have just touched that subject there, Joseph, what hospital was it that you ended up going to?
I ended up in Brighton and Sussex Hospital, here in Sussex, Brighton.
Okay, just so I can grab the details of that hospital there. Brighton and Sussex Hospital. So what would be good, obviously, is what you especially under the mental health team at the minute is obviously reaching out to them and building the, not building, sorry, but receiving them records from them on obviously their point of view on your situation at the minute, because it all goes in you know, in your favour to get this kind of compensation for yourself, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's no problem.
So just confirming, was this the Royal Sussex County Hospital?
What, by the mental health is?
Where you ended up going to hospital recently, yeah.
Oh, no, that was a hospital because my head, you know. But mental health hospital I go to is Millview Hospital, Neville Hill, Hogg, East Sussex.
Meadow Hill, did you say?
Yeah, I forgot the name. Oh, can you hold the light a second?
Yeah, of course, yeah, no worries.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I checked with the wife what the mental health place is. Yeah, the mental health place I go to is called the Polyclinic Hove.
Okay, so you said the Polyclinic?
Yeah.
Polyclinic in East Sussex.
Yeah, it's in Hove, East Sussex.
Okay, just gonna try and say stuff for you. Yeah, I've got that here. Neville Avenue, isn't it?
Yeah. The lady in charge is a lady called Rachel Howe.
Rachel Howe?
Yeah, H-O-W-E-L-L.
Howe, I get you. Rachel.
She's the senior psychologist.
I don't think that's perfect. I know. Okay, perfect. Okay, so going to your care settings here, Joseph, I can see obviously up in Glasgow, we've got a name here of Castle North Care Home in Glasgow.
Yeah, Castle Milk, yeah. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it was Castle Milk anyway. In Glasgow, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll just use my tool here just to try and find out where this care home is now.
It's not Hemlock.
What's that, sorry?
It's not there now.
Yeah, no, and also, so this smart little tool that I use, it'll tell me if it's closed down, what year it closed, all that kind of jazz.
Yeah.
So it says the main care setting in Castle Milk is Arden Cray Care Home.
That's correct, yeah.
Is that the one, yeah?
That's it, yeah.
Ah, okay, perfect. Okay, and then you were also at, is it Kerrilaw?
Kerrilaw, K-E-R-L-A-W, Kerrilaw.
Okay, K-E-R-L-A-W.
Kerrilaw Boys at Food School.
Kerrilaw.
And that was Stevenson Ayrshire.
Yeah, I've got that there, yeah. Kerrilaw Residential School.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And also... Okay, so was you in Arden Cray Care Home for around about 3 years?
Yeah, and then I went from there to...
Kerrilaw.
Yeah, there was one before I went there.
Oh, that's the,
yeah. Yeah, it was called Avlu. I can't remember the proper name, to be honest. But anyway, that was okay, that one. And then I moved to, well, they moved me to Kerala.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay, so we've got Kerala being listed under Glasgow City Council. And we've also got Arden Clay Care Home.
Yeah.
Listed on the Glasgow as well, so that's different. So we'll write to Glasgow City Council for obviously your social care records. So thank you very much for sharing that information with me, Joseph. So what I'd like to go through with you now is basically just informing you that obviously this process isn't a quick turnover. It is roughly around about 6 to 12 months.
I know that because my wife had to get through the exact same thing.
Ah, did she, yeah?
Yeah, but I didn't know, like, until we were married, like, you know, we were.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she went through the same thing.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, as you are aware, then, yeah, it's a state of roughly around that time. And, you know, you'll have me along this journey. And I'll be updating you every four to five weeks. Alright, so obviously as I said, my name is Adam, so obviously this number that I'm calling you off, save the number, and obviously if you've got any questions or anything like that, you're more than welcome to, you know, give me a call and discuss that with me. You do have a cooling off period here as well, which does expire tomorrow. That cooling off period gives you, you know, 14 days from our initial phone call, you know, for you to make the decision of whether you want to stick with us as your law firm. Or go elsewhere.
I'll stick with it.
Okay, that's not a problem. Would you like me to remove that off your profile now for you then?
Yeah, because I'll just stick with you.
Okay, perfect. Well, just what I'd like to do just before we do come to the conclusion of this phone call is I'd just like to discuss your funding options. So you are aware, obviously, as a human, what you're entitled to, because you know you have been listed as a vulnerable citizen with the Scottish Government, which means that they've given us a case number for your case and they're wanting to, you know, listen to your case. So what the three options are, and obviously you can do this claim yourself, which is obviously not you not using this listed or a law firm to do so. Your second option is obviously you can also use a English or Scottish law firm who are linked with they've kind of participated in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they're paid up to £2,000 for your case, and that's whether you win or lose, that's what you will receive. Now with that, obviously that law firm then owes the Scottish Government that fee, whereas with ourselves we don't restrict your compensation. You know, we fight for every, you know, and go through every client you've combed to make sure that you get your full entitlement. So with ourselves, as you might have seen in the documents that you've sent back to us, is that we take a small fee of 16% plus VAT, which totals 19.2%, and that's capped. So it doesn't matter what kind of sum you may get financially for your compensation, we don't come and chase anymore.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Stick with the one yourself, and I know where
I stand,
you know.
Yeah, of course. Well, it is a no-win, no-fee. So whether, you know, for unfortunate reasons, we don't win this case, we don't come chasing you at all and put you under any financial stress for any fees or anything like that. So I just want to reassure you of that as well.
Yeah,
and
how do I know?
What was that, sorry?
How do I know if it's a win or a loss?
Well, that's what I mean. I'll be here to update you along the way. It'll be me with yourself until the end, and I'll update you of that, you know, outcome when we do come to it.
No, it's fine. I'd rather stick with one person.
Of course, I understand that, Joseph. Well, just before I do conclude this phone call, Joseph, do you have any questions or anything for me at this present time?
Yeah, I forgot what your name is. Did you say Aaron?
Aaron, AARON, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's it, I've got it.
All right, perfect, Joseph. Well, yeah, you've got my number. As I said, if anything pops to mind in the meantime, between now and my next contact with yourself, you're more than welcome to give me a ring, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Not a problem, Joseph. Thank you very much for your time as well, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ed. Not a problem. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.